the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Dean of Near Israel Rabbinical College, Harav Aaron Feldman, was in New York for Shabbos for the annual gathering of Torah Mesorah, the National Council of Orthodox Day Schools. He will be in New York again later today for other important commitments. He returned to Baltimore this morning because of the importance he places on this event and on this issue. Indeed, the Rosh Yeshiva took the extremely unusual step of cutting short Near Israel's schedule this morning in order to have all of its students attend this gathering. It is an honor to ask the Rosh Yeshiva to address us.
Distinguished rabbis, distinguished guests, distinguished members of the community, my dear friends. Why are we interested in what happens in Owings Mills, a community far away from most of us? That's a question that many have asked me. And the answer is that they are not far away from us. They are part of us. They are our brothers. And if we see our brothers doing something to endanger their lives, we have to scream out and protest and convince that our brother shouldn't harm himself. We were all Jews. To be a Jew means that we have a heritage of more than 3,500 years. Think of what 3,500 years means. 200 years is a world, 200 years ago is a world we wouldn't recognize. 500 years, 1,000 years, 3,500 years. It's ancient history. Empires have risen and crumbled. Nations have been dispersed, forgotten. And we are Jews remaining with the heritage that we have had and have for 3,500 years. One thing has kept us as Jews, our identity as Jews. And in modern times, despite our affiliation, our religious affiliation, we all have an identity as Jews, and therefore we are brothers. What one idea expresses our identity? What one concept expresses our heritage? That is Shabbos. Shabbos is an affirmation that there is a creator. Shabbos is an affirmation that there's a lawgiver, that the Torah was given to the Jewish people. Shabbos is an affirmation that the world will someday be perfected, and that the world has a future and it has hope with the coming of Mashiach. All of this is expressed by Shabbos. We do it every week when Friday night our prayers speak about creation, when Shabbos morning our prayers speak about the giving of the Torah, and when Shabbos afternoon our prayers speak about the coming of Mashiach. Everything that a Jew stands for is expressed in Shabbos. And this is why the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us a very interesting facet of the miracle of the war that took place at the time of Hanukkah. We celebrate Hanukkah because we overthrew the oppression of the Greek, Assyrian Greeks of that time. The Yishalmi says, one of the decrees which the Greeks attempted to impose upon the Jewish people, one of the methods that they tried to use to uproot Judaism from the Jewish people and to assimilate them was that they wanted to force Jews to participate in sports on Shabbos. And this is one of the reasons why the Jews fought back and ultimately overthrew their oppressor. We fought at Hanukkah time, the first Hanukkah time, that we shouldn't have to play sports on Shabbos. Shall we willfully desecrate the Shabbos by jumping on a trampoline? Willfully. We're giving up our identity of everything we stand for by compromising Shabbos. So you'll ask me, people are being mechal on Shabbos anyhow. They're not keeping Shabbos. Why do we care about a JCC being open on Shabbos? Because there has to be some vestige of Shabbos in the community. There has to be a reminder that we have a Shabbos. The fact that there is a public institution closed on Shabbos is a public statement that we have an identity as Jews. This is our sign. As mentioned previously, this is our ois. We can't give it up willfully. And therefore, we need a symbol in the community that there is a Shabbos. Otherwise, we're hastening assimilation. We're hastening the lack of identity with the Jewish people, with the Jewish heritage. At least that symbol will keep us alive as Jews.